podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone, and welcome to our sixth Apley episode, where we're going to be covering, obviously, Apley episode 6. So we just watched that, and as per our previous Apley episodes, we're just going to be diving into various discussion points that I have written down, and hopefully they incite meaningful and interesting discussions.
Because we can't be bothered actually writing notes for this, so we just remember it.
Well, I used to for my solo episodes because I needed actually stuff to talk about. But for this one, it's not so much that we need to pay attention to every little detail like we do in our normal episodes, because we don't have to compare, you know, the English and Japanese version, and we don't have to note down the entire synopsis. So we're just sort of remembering memorable bits and bits that stuck out to us. So did you have any favourite parts, Jay?
My favourite part of this, by a long way, is that they had this very obvious setup of, okay, the food one is evil, and then they told you how he could do damage, and then something bad started to happen along those lines. And you're like, well, it's him, right? He, you know, they try to be friends with him, he was a dick, and now he's evil, because that's what happens.
Mm.
And then they go to find out what was happening, and it was a totally different Digimon that also totally justified the damage that was happening, and he was trying to fight that guy because he has pride in his work, and you should have trusted him all along, even though he was kind of mean before.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's 100% my favourite part as well. Like, it tries to steer off that cliched path of, oh, we meet a guy, of course he's evil, even if he doesn't seem particularly evil, of course that he's going to be evil. And I thought, oh, he's gotten infected or something, because that's just how stories go. And especially in Digimon, you always meet the monster of the week, and it turns out the monster of the week is evil in some way, and then you have to fight him before he's on your side.
Well, it's a bit of an anime thing that when there's a Digimon or whatever creature it is looking at your main characters from a distance being like, I'll see you soon. That you know, there's a reason that person is evil, because if they weren't evil, they would have gone to introduce themselves.
Yeah. And the point is, he's not necessarily super nice. I mean, he's a food critic, so he's quite honest and he's quite blunt. And if you see something that looks disgusting, he's going to say, that looks disgusting. Because he's honest. It doesn't mean he's bad, he's just blunt.
He's also a bit demanding, because he's hungry.
Yeah, and he said, you make me this. And, of course, because she wants something from him, she makes it for him. And what I really like about Atmon so far is that, in some ways, it follows the path of a normal show. Like, it follows cliches. But it's also rather aware of those cliches that it follows.
Okay, it has to be. Its first episode was, are you a protagonist?
Mm. And I really like that, how they're kind of straying away from the cliches at the same time they're also acknowledging the cliches, but they're not. In some ways, some shows, when they follow the cliches, it's repetitive and it's boring and it's easy to predict what's happening. So far in these episodes, I wasn't able to predict what was going to happen, especially with my favourite episodes so far, which were this one and episode 4 and episode 3. And what episode 3 was probably one of my first favourites of Atmon so far, because he didn't win by fighting. That bit wasn't easy to predict. And it's really nice when something that you can, like, as a kid's show and should be quite simple, you can't guess what's going to happen. And it's nice. Like, I didn't really think, oh, but what if there's a different one? I thought, oh, no, Perodimon is a bad guy. He's evil, of course. He must be. He's eating all the data.
Why wouldn't he be? Every time we've introduced a new guy, they've had to fight him, and then they get him.
And obviously he's deleting his own data, so Eri can't use him as a reference at all.
That's a really, yeah, and it's because it felt sort of vindictive that way.
Yeah.
And it was this really sort of good setup of like, okay, this is the first thing deleted, then we see everything else, so he started here and then went elsewhere.
Mm.
But there's no reason, actually, besides that we saw her first, and that was what the first thing she looked at.
Yeah.
Maybe while she was cooking, stuff was getting deleted. We wouldn't know.
Yeah, but we wouldn't know that, neither would she. And Haru realised it, but we don't know when he realised it. And
when he app-realised it.
App-realised it, yes. And something I really liked is that whenever you think, wait, why is Perodimon eating data that's not just his own? But that seems strange. Like, he's even things that aren't related to menus or anything to do with food. And but when you think that, straight away, Dokkamon is explaining, oh, he's probably just really, really hungry because he hasn't aprealized before, and that's why he's suddenly eating everything.
Hmm.
So they give that reason. So it's just like, oh, no, that makes sense. So you believe that, oh, it is Perodimon, and the reason he's not eating things that are relating to food and menus is because he's so hungry he's out of control, or he's infected by something. And it's just, it's really nice when a show surprises you. And it does, because some shows surprise you in the way that if they blatantly lie to you. This didn't lie to me, because this is what the characters thought.
Yeah, Heavy Rain does that the worst.
Yeah, I think you've mentioned that
so many times. I also like, and I guess I didn't feel it so much with Dogatron, because I don't see how combining a search app and a map app will get you anything particularly interesting or new.
Yeah.
Because what is he? He's just a search app.
Yeah, he's just a buffed up search app.
Yeah. However, when you combine the fighting one and the eating one, you get a sumo wrestler, and that makes a lot of sense. And I thought that was a good moment as well.
Yeah, because when I first saw the design of Dokusumon, I think his name is. It's something along those lines. I saw a design, and I was like, what is that? Did they just buff him up? He looks similar to before, but looks buffer. What app could they possibly cross that with? It seems forced.
He still has a verbal tick, but it changed to, instead of Dewasu, it's Degowasu.
Yeah, because he's got that extra su in his name now. And he's, of course, he wins by punching. And
no, it's a slap.
Yeah, okay, slap. My mistake.
They don't punch.
And Gatchamon's trying to do his usual search engine thing, and he's like in the process of searching during the time they're fighting, and Dokusumon slaps him and kills him but makes him vomit up the infection.
Gatchamon's holding the orb with the answer in it, and then it's like, oh, you don't need it. And he's like, oh, it looks disappointed and throws it away.
Yeah.
The one thing that I would have liked and that we didn't have was, what was the search term that was used?
We didn't. I don't think we saw that.
No, I wish I knew.
Yeah.
It should be like, how to recover from the recycle bin.
Yeah.
That would have been so easy.
It's always quite nice to know of those search terms, because I just find them quite clever in a way that they also apply to the fight that they're currently having. Yeah, I liked this episode.
It was pretty good.
What other favourite bits?
Oh,
I liked that it was focused on Eri. Haru was the side character in this. He was in the background, and even when Gatchamon tried to get involved in the fight, he didn't really do anything. He started the search term, and Haru was not involved. The last episode, I thought, was not as good because it was still a Haru-focused episode, even though we met a new main character, and Haru did the main bit of the fighting.
They've also foreshadowed the idea of Gatchamon searching for something, and then a Digimon interrupting him.
Yeah, because he can do it during the time, and it's like, in Digimon, we're always saying, hang on, evolving takes, 30 seconds? Attack them in that time, they're vulnerable.
You mean they did that in that movie?
Yeah, they did it in our war game, and never again. I feel like it's something that clearly we can see is possible now, and I think I might be slightly disappointed in Atmon if something doesn't go wrong during that search progress. I want them to find an incorrect search term, because maybe their relationship's not very good, and Haru's not trying very well, or he's tired, and he puts in a bad search term. And I want someone to interrupt that search.
Now, question, when he does the bad search term, do you want him to come up with the orb and then do everything, and then, the solution was a failure? Or do you want them to come up with, a red orb, and he breaks it, and he's like, they're fighting, I don't know, what's a random app they could fight?
Podcast.
No, actually, no, let's say the hacking one, right?
Okay, yeah.
So they're fighting the hacking one, and he puts in the wrong search term, and he pulls up this red one and cracks it, and he goes, turn off your firewalls.
Yeah, I want it to be something like that. And they say, oh, okay, and they try that, and it doesn't work, and in fact, it makes the bad guy stronger.
Hmm.
And I'm really hoping we get something like that. And I'm having quite a bit of faith in Atmon at the moment. And I think I'll be disappointed if they don't do something along those lines, because it's just like, you are rather a clever show.
They've been pretty good at exploring pretty much any time you'd be like, but what if this happened? They seem to be pretty good at covering all of those situations. For example, it's just the good one was like last episode we did. Gatchamon says Leviathan, he doesn't freeze. I yell at the screen, why didn't he freeze? And then Haru goes, why didn't you freeze?
Yeah, and that's what a show should do. If you find yourself screaming at the television and saying, what? Why isn't this happening? Explain this. Why isn't it happening? And they don't explain it. That's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, I guess a good writer should be able to identify the weaknesses and what's on the page. And I feel like a lot of the time with the old Digimon stuff, they had an idea of point A and point B, and then everything in the middle didn't matter. So put whatever you want in there. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
And then that's how you plot holes arise, because they don't care how you get from where they are to where they want to go.
Any more favorite bits?
I think that about covers it.
Yeah, I think we've covered it. And negative bits?
We didn't actually get to see Aerie's review at the end. We got to see her cook again, and she's still bad at it.
Yeah, which I liked, because...
She made three times as much!
Of course she's going to be bad at it. Like, nothing... If she's bad at it before, like, and she hasn't done anything to improve it, of course it's going to be the same. My negative bit is, it's kind of a minor thing, but we're still getting the long introduction in two parts. We get the first part, which is, let's search for a future together, and then we have, like, previously on, and then we have something happening, then we have, like...
This is the dark web.
Yeah, this is the dark web, this is the surface web, this is the deep web, and I'm finding it a bit boring now. I'm fine with previously on, because that's in every show, but this, like, double introduction that we get every episode that explains... that in a few decades, Leviathan will overtake humanity.
Well, AI in general will.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sick of that. I mean, it's not terrible, it's just that it explains it, and now I've seen it, and...
It's for children, small babies.
It's been 6 episodes, and I don't feel like it's complex enough that they need to continually explain it, but to be fair, that's basically my only negative.
I think so.
Like, it's pretty hard to find negatives in that show, and that if that's my only negative, it's...
I find Dokemon a little boring.
Oh, no.
He's adorable, and he wants Eri to feel good, and, like, he's really jealous, and there's stuff going on with him, but I find him just, like, he's just a bit too much. He's just like, I want Eri to be happy! I'm gonna eat this terrible takoyaki! No,
I thought it was cute.
That would be the voice he would have in English.
In the dub, yeah.
Oh God! Are you okay, Eri? I'll punch them! Is that okay? Oh, God, he's super annoying.
I love him.
Duwasu, all right?
But I don't really have any negatives about this episode, except for, the intro part.
Basically, I think it's fairly tightly done. It's hard to complain. I guess you can ask, how was a food review app going to make a restaurant?
He wasn't
going
to make a restaurant, was he?
That's what that was. That's what she was looking at. It's like, coming soon. It's like a
restaurant. Oh, yeah, it was. That is...
Because they're like, who's this Peronimon guy? And it turned out to be an app. It's like, okay. That's a plot hole that never gets fixed in, because...
Oh, that's... Okay, no, I forgot.
They never asked him, so what about that restaurant? He's like, oh. No, they just never cover it ever again.
Well, maybe it's by the people who made the app.
Could be. I guess they never cover that. They never cover their development studios in the background.
Yeah, because even though we know that they go to school...
I would be so on board if they come up against an app that was, like, unbeatable, so they went to the development house and was like, hey, we need you to, like, write in a backdoor for us.
That is so meta. I love it.
They patch the app to be beatable.
And honestly, like, I have enough faith in that, like, that might be a possibility. This show seems pretty smart and pretty on the ball.
That's how they beat the final bad guy. It's just by cheating. That'd be sick.
They say, hey, can you just switch him off?
And they're like, oh, he's destroying the city. Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. That's fine.
Any more negative bits?
The plug for the server's over there. You can just pull it.
Any more negative bits?
No, it's really very few.
Favourite character?
Because
I actually kind of like Dokumon.
Yeah, I find him a bit much. And I always also find Eri that way, too. I mean, which makes them paired well together.
I really like how he's basically just wants to make Eri happy, so he's eating all the takoyaki, even though they're disgusting.
I was kind of on board with Watson being, like, this mega fan that kept... Like, he was sneaking around being like, oh, Eri-sama is hanging out with Haru. This could be a scandal. And he's all peeking around the corner, and then it's, like, the librarian or whatever.
No, that's kind of like the love interest.
She just walks around into the doorway, not even sneaking. He's like, oh, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
I think that was funny.
But where's Eugene?
I don't know. Peroriumon was cool. I liked him.
But where is Eugene? We haven't seen him for a few episodes.
I don't know. He's being evil somewhere. He's being an Atmon.
Peroriumon was kind of cute when he realized, but he kind of had weird teeth. Like, the teeth are quite scary.
He's a big mouth.
It was quite scary.
That's the other thing. I really want to see him eat good food, because he's never eaten before.
Mm.
He's never eaten actual food. And the first thing he ever ate was crap takoyaki. And I really... They had so many outs to make him a big fan of Eri, and, like, from the beginning.
Mm.
Which is what any other season of Digimon would do, right? Because when you meet the Digimon, even if they don't like you, they're going... Like, if they're your partner, they're going to like you within the episode.
Yep.
And it was such an easy out for it to be like, well, he's never actually eaten anything before, and he judges everything based on what it looks like. So he eats this, and he's just, oh, it's great.
Yeah, but which is what I was expecting, because it's like, oh, well, that just follows along with everything. Because he hasn't had anything before, he doesn't know what's delicious, what's disgusting.
Now he's ready to be impressed, and he can change, and it'll be great.
No, because he's had so much data, he has developed tastes, which I think is fine. It doesn't follow that.
It's not even that. It's just that, like, they actually do have taste buds, like people do, and those things just taste bad.
I know, but if this was any other series of Digimon, I feel like they might have stretched it a bit, like try to make it easy. But no, they're not going to get along. He's very into food. I thought they were going to take Perorimon to like a takoyaki stand or something.
They should have. She cooked so much takoyaki, she would have saved a ton of money just by going buying stuff on the street.
Yeah, because you can get one for like a few dollars.
Yeah.
Eri has that. She has a job, basically.
Nah, but her parents got all that money, probably.
Oh, that's sad. Any other bits and favourite characters? Because I really like them.
That's really it. We've covered everybody, as far as I know.
What about thoughts on Eri now that she has her own episode, and now I guess she should be developed a bit more because we've had an episode that's focusing around her?
She does talk about punching a lot. She sure does do that. The best moment for her, besides that she wears glasses and it's great, is the one that they identified very specifically, is that somebody sort of spotted her in the street, and so she tried to get back into character, and she threatens a punch or whatever, and she likes to stand up in high places because she wants to feel big, like cats.
Yeah.
And she does, she stands up on a chair, but because she's very polite and she's actually a very nice person, she takes her shoes off.
Yeah, I thought that was cute too, and they even comment on, and then she gets quite flustered, because Eri, the idol, and her persona that she's displaying isn't the real her, and that's why she sounds pretty different. Like, she's quite, like, a shy, polite girl, but the personality that she's meant to show is, like, this very overly confident character, you know, with the twin pigtails that stands on things and yells at people and doesn't fear anything.
And wants to punch.
Yeah, and wants to punch. She's meant to be that tsundere character that, like, Oscar Langley saw you in Evangelion.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not really like that in real life. She's actually quite nice. She wears glasses. She's quite sweet, really. And I like that. I like that. Because when I first saw her design, I was like, well, she is going to be annoying.
That leaves us an opportunity for an annoying character, for reals.
Yeah, which I'm... And I guess we can talk about it now. The predictions for the next character, who is an app tuber. And I think he might be smug and annoying because, like, he's...
He keeps 13. Throwing up the horns!
And I just think he's, like, going to be, like, an annoyingly smug 13-year-old who thinks he's really popular on the internet and, I guess, is, and thinks it is the best thing in the world. And I think that might be his character. I'm not sure. I haven't read any character bits. I'm
like,
trying...
Yeah, it's Johnny on the spot. I got my sick beats here.
And I'm trying to keep away from any descriptions about characters because I'd like to experience things firsthand when I watch them or play them. So, yeah, I'm trying not to read anything about his character.
Wouldn't it be great if he's like, God damn those rooster teeth guys. Just sounds like naming big YouTubers. I hate PewDiePie so much.
We had Obama in the navigation episode.
We did!
Oh, also, what about Afro Guy?
Oh my god, Afro Guy suffers. I kind of like the running joke of, like, you know, if you're going to show what damage an app can do, just pick one person who's going to have bad reactions every time.
Yeah, and we see him every time, and I think we see a woman who stands outside the frog, and I'm sure she's pretty generic looking, so it might be a different woman. But and she's the one in the second episode when she was walking in circles because the Navi app was broken.
Yeah,
she was acting like an NPC.
That was great. Walk right into the wall.
Any miscellaneous bits, or do you think
we've covered everything?
We've covered a bit. I really like this episode. Surprise! I like Atmon.
It wasn't bad.
And now onto the ranking, I guess.
I don't do this.
Well, I'm going to do this. So from bottom to top, I'm saying episode 2, episode 1, episode 5, episode 3, episode 6, and episode 4. Do you have any arguments with where I've placed the...
I don't remember the numbers of the episodes, so no, I'm not going to argue with you, because I'm not engaging.
Navimon episode is the worst, and then the best is still Halloween episode. So this ranks at the second best episode so far, the one we just watched.
That's probably not far from the truth.
Yeah, and the bottom three are the Navimon episode.
This is going to be really hard to maintain when there's like 15
episodes. I'm keeping it.
No,
it like
I know, this. But it's going to be hard to maintain because you have to remember all of the events of all of them.
I can try.
Yeah, good luck.
I kind of wanted to do this with other seasons, but Digipotify had that on in their show when they were running.
You can Applemon try whenever you want.
No. I just really always like that ranking of episodes idea.
Just do it at the end.
We did this. Oh, the end.
Not the end of every show when it's done.
The end. Okay, no, that'll be too hard. It's better to do.
Yeah, do a running thing, but just don't talk about it on the show. It's.
No, I'm. I choose to.
Fine, you can choose to do whatever you want.
So, do you have any feelings about this episode compared to the previous episodes?
It was good.
Do you think they're continuing in this path?
I think they're doing a good job.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Is it better than other seasons of Digimon?
By and large.
All of them, or?
It's probably equivalent to try.
Well, that's good then. That's what they should be doing. They should be making sure that they have quality products.
Yeah, it seems like they're doing a reasonable job.
Hopefully. Next time, we'll be watching the, I think his name's Torajiro, maybe?
Something like that.
The yellow head guy with Musimon.
Torrenchelada.
Torrenchelada. Digi-enchelada. Reference to our main show, but I'm pretty sure everyone who listens to this show will listen to our main show, so.
Hey, look, it's a reference to our main show.
Thanks for checking in. I'm still a piece of garbage. And just quick reminder, we do have our survey, which will be linked in the description. We would really like you to do that. We'll keep it open for maybe, 2 months until we do Frontier.
How many are we up to?
I haven't looked since yesterday.
Since 10.
Yeah, but yesterday morning, which is about maybe a few hours after we put the survey up, we already had 10 responses. So that's really good, and we really appreciate that. And yes, no, they're really helpful, and my favourite was one of our respondents called Jay a nerd for all his weekly Wonders picks from the main show.
First of all, how dare you? Second of all, obviously. And third of all, how dare you?
Yeah. And yeah, so contact us and stay updated, besides obviously doing the survey. That's a pretty good way to keep us informed about how we're doing. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com. Or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter and on Vine for the Vine being. And you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the AppMon subreddit, which we linked in the description. And we'd really appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes and or Stitcher.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters. Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast with Stevie called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon alongside each other. Wu Qinglong, who's you can find at twitch.tv/Wu Qinglong. Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who's Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube. Chakmon, Ishpal Bamba, Hiro Alato, who's Hiro Alato on Twitter. Jason Morosky, Frost Miragic, who is at Frost Miragic on Twitter. Stephen Reeves, who is at Wobbling64 on Twitter. Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast that you should have only in the evening. Jams and Chisai. I said evening. I know what I said.
Oh, okay.
And Chisai.
So yeah, Jams and Chisai were those last ones because I interrupted. Sorry. You can make a one-off donation on PayPal, which can be found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/airdramon. Make sure to let us know that it's for the podcast. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.